Welcome to the podcast for the sisters and bros. It will make you laugh from your head to your toes. Talking about their lives, from the highs to the lows. And the name of the title goes, The Sloppy Joes.
Welcome everybody to the Sloppy Joes podcast. It is another Tuesday and happy Tuesday to you. I don't quite know when. What are you doing?
What do you mean what I'm doing? You gave me a sweet before we just started.
That is a little foreshadowing to the 9 out of 10 club. I don't quite know when. Oh, Ethan James is here, by the way.
Dom's hello.
Ethan today. This comes out, it is coming out on the 23rd of April. So happy St. George's Day. What do we plan on doing?
Oh, I had no idea it was St. George's Day coming up. What do we usually do for that? You don't get pissed up like St. Paddy's, do you? No. Isn't that the man who slayed a dragon?
Yeah, just go kill a dragon. Bring your mic close to you.
Oh, who's the dragon in this day and age?
Probably like a
Trump. Rishi Sunak.
Oh, nice. Oh.
Liz Truss.
Oh, are they political dragons?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah. Don't go and hurt. Don't go do anything wild like that.
Oh, no, 2K Sullivan.
I won't be going slaughtering politicians. Let's put that out there.
Anyway, so it's the 23rd of April today. Joe's back on the 25th.
Thank God.
I've no idea when we're going to record our next one because I go away the 26th.
Oh, fuck
it out.
What
are you doing?
I'm going for 5 days to Malaga. But you can do one with you three.
Ethan, me and you go away somewhere.
Where would you want to go?
Florence.
Where was your last holiday?
Holiday.
Have you heard of the word?
Holiday. Where do people go on holiday? What would you class as a holiday?
What are you talking about? When was the last time you went on holiday?
I don't go on holidays. I've only been on a plane once.
Where to?
To do that advert in Athens. Very good.
You've only ever left the country once?
Yeah.
Do you want to go away more?
No. Because you go to these countries and it's nice and whatever, but then you kind of go, oh, I want an M&S chicken Caesar wrap. But you can't get one in Paris.
Then what, Dom, you've never left the country.
We have nice convenience stores here. People take them for granted. Because I like the weather. I like it being miserable.
M&S is number one.
Greg's.
Yeah,
you might be in Malaga, but you want a Greggs, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they got KFC though in Benidorm.
Do they?
Yes. Right, that's two. I had my laptop open for a reason because we've got so much to get through. Dom, I think you've got a bomb shelter to bring us. So it's time for Breaking Joes. There's rarely a time that at the start of a recording someone says, I've got a bombshell.
Well,
and you said that before recording.
Well, you're kind of edging it up now, aren't you? Oh, my heart's really hurting. Do you know CPR?
Oh, Christ, it's all we need, isn't it, Ethan? A fucking live heart attack.
I need to be aware not to snort into the microphone today.
Yeah, I told you off for that, didn't I, on Tuesday?
Yeah, and it's true. It's true. I do snort quite a lot.
What are you laughing?
I apologise for that.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'll tell him off. What's this bombshell?
I've just come.
Oh, stop.
Bloody hell. Wow.
There was no edits in that. There was nothing. He literally just went, I've just come and stopped.
Well, I've exited a building which houses my new university degree.
What? What?
Yes.
You're doing a new degree?
Yes.
You're a student.
Three guesses in what?
Great. Right, I'm thinking is it something that could be linked with acting?
In a roundabout way. It's not a useful degree, obviously.
Is it costing you money, this degree?
Well, I'll never pay it back because I'll never earn over the threshold, whatever it is, 25 grand.
So that's a yes, it is costing you money.
Yes.
Is it a language?
No. That would be useful.
Well, I thought, like, yeah, if you were doing a French film or something.
It's...
politics.
Poetry.
You're not, are you?
Yeah.
You're doing a degree in poetry.
Yeah, do you know the worst thing about it is that I'm 32 and I'm just sat down with all these 18-year-olds.
Oh, so you're doing it as we speak?
Yeah.
You're doing poetry?
Yeah. And one of the girls there is a goth girl. And there's also this very... They're all very close because they've been through COVID. So they're essentially 15 in the mind. And there's really...
Just how you like them?
Let's get something straight. I'm not attracted to 15-year-olds.
No, but...
Can we make that clear? Because it could be construed with how I look.
No, carry on.
And there's a goth girl in there. And they're all 18, so they're all quite miserable. And they've been through COVID, like I said. But there's this guy who's probably an incel there as well.
Christ.
He's very quiet. But this girl...
Feel sorry for the fucking teacher.
This girl's poem comes up on the board. And it, like, she's going through and she's like... And my hair goes down the drain, escaping from me, whilst I shave my pussy raw. And the air just comes out of the room. And then my face just looks at this poor kid. He's like, yes, but it was very good, but at the end of it, I was extremely uncomfortable.
Really?
Yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
What have you written about?
You know, trees.
Just trees?
Also... being envious and covetousness of someone's chicken shed. I'm just trying to get... This is my therapy, Joe.
Nice.
This is my expensive therapy.
Yeah. You've seen a goth girl at a wedding?
I've never been to a wedding.
Fuck me.
I don't get invited. I went to play badminton with my friend last weekend, and I said, oh, what's new with you? He's a childhood friend, by the way, so not just the flimsy one.
So this isn't at the LGBTQ plus badminton Chinese
group?
This is in
Stirling Bridge. And on a Saturday morning, and I said, oh, what have you been up to? He said, oh, I'm getting married. I said, when? He said, next week. I said, okay, can I come? He said, no, because you'll cause a scene.
What do you think he's worried about you doing?
Getting drunk and being sat next to someone and going, this is shit. And then everyone not understanding that that's who I am as a man. A wedding's good.
Yeah, they're all right. Yeah, the sound, yeah. Right, let's talk about Tuesday, because we all went out for Ethan James's birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday. Picture video coming soon. It was Junior Golf and a Curry.
The curry was sublime.
Lovely, wasn't it?
I had it the next day as well, and it was fantastic.
Cost a bit, didn't it?
Yeah, not to me.
Yeah, to the company.
Wonderful.
Upsold. We got upsold a £20 curry that I got. I thought, well, why not? I thought me, it was shite.
Can we have the spiciest thing on the menu in this mild chicken game?
Yeah. Annoying.
Yeah.
They want us to tag him in the videos. Fuck him. Anyway, Jungle Golf was incredible. We have a big thanks to Ollie, who has sorted us out there.
Yeah, thank you.
It's an amazing place. I absolutely love it so much.
You got a visor, didn't you, Ethan?
Oh, yes. I had a yellow visor as part of our thing. Because if listeners recall, Ollie treated me previously at the Junkyard Golf and my friends made me feel VIP. And I then thanked him on the podcast and I called him... No, sorry, at the time I called him the wrong name. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. That was embarrassing.
I called him Charlie in real life to his face. And then I called him back over and said, I'm really sorry, I know you're not called Charlie. I don't know why I said that. But we made amends. And isn't he just a very lovely man?
Yeah, Jungle Golf was brilliant. I mean, we could have stayed there for a while, but I booked a restaurant for 8:30. Yeah. You're not too happy about it, are you, Ethan?
What?
Tell.
Because you booked it for six people, so you could guarantee us a place. I thought that was unethical.
I booked it for six people because I generally did invite quite a bit, but no one came.
Are you joking? Who did you invite?
Guy who created our logo, Matty.
Oh, yeah.
Max Smith, because I thought Dom and Max Smith would be unbelievable together,
Max
wouldn't it?
Smith, not Matt Smith.
No, not Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Max. Because you two should meet.
Will I fall in love?
Would they fall in love?
It would be quite a duo. I'd really enjoy it. Yeah. Maybe love.
Maybe love.
Do you think a good name would be Max Power? No, that's the Simpsons. Max Headroom. Because I keep seeing it on entrances into car parking things.
Do you drive?
No. I don't trust myself driving.
So what car parks are you going in and out of?
The ones in Manchester City Centre.
You get taxis everywhere, don't you?
Yeah.
Why?
Because someone sponsors them for me.
What?
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of public transport.
What do you mean sponsored, Don?
Well, we have a family friend that buys me taxis. Specifically. Not meals.
It's because of your uncomfortable in public transport.
It's very specific, though, to get to A to B, isn't it? You know, so, I should really take trains because I'm on train line.
But the family friend, is their account linked to your Uber?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have to invoice them at the end of the month for all these mad trains you've took?
No, no. They live in Canada, it's fine.
When did this start?
In the 80s. Oh, the family friend. Not the taxi, I haven't been alive that long. Probably a year ago or something.
How did it start?
Well, I mentioned that I was spending a lot on public transport and taxis myself. So, oh, I'll just do that.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? I need some kind of...
Tell us more!
I can't give you more information on that.
So
what is
you
it?
Get Ubers paid for you by a Canadian family
well,
friend?
Well, a family used to own a dairy farm, big dairy farm in Canada.
Sold it?
No.
Okay.
She's old now, though.
Oh, she's old now. Back to your amazing birthday, Ethan. What were some of the highlights?
Oh, yes. Well, I got there and I was running late because I got off at the tram at the wrong bit. And then we were there and we went inside the Crazy Drunk Yard Golf. And
a new name.
And and we picked our ones to go on. And usually I'm very good at golf, but I think since you were recording, I got rather panicky, and I was hitting it all over the place. I lost my mind. I hit the one stage for the Patreon to see a moment where I whack the ball off the curb, and it hits me back in the stomach.
That is coming soon. And then, did you enjoy Young Art Golf?
No, but yes. I have to
not
say, yes.
Particularly.
Well, it seems it's very dark and very abstract painting in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I have to be thankful because Ollie is very kind and did a great deal for us.
He made me his favourite cocktail, Ollie.
That one was strong.
The bourbon.
Fucking hell.
I think that ruined the Indian for you. That's why you were miserable.
No, I wasn't miserable.
He was miserable in the Indian.
You were
Let's have it.
You were asking a couple of times if Joe likes you.
Yeah,
like
and
really.
You got upset, and then you said, "Are we actually friends?"
No,
whilst you were necking a lovely pint of what was it, Kingfisher?
Oh yes.
I do. No, what I mean in that sense, and I wasn't hammered because my friends fucking listening to this. One of my traits on night outs is apparently going like, "Yeah, I know, like you hate me or whatever," when I'm had too much to drink. Like, yeah, I don't know if you really like me that much. No. But on this occasion, it was a genuine question of,
nice.
Are we just, because our relationship is artificial.
I don't know what you mean.
We just sit with cameras all day. Oh, but my birthday night out with you, I was greeted with a camera.
Yeah, it's Patreon stuff.
Well, of course it is, but that's all we are.
What was that?
What?
Do you do that often?
What, fart?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that part of this show?
Part of the show. It's staying in. Right, Ethan, we are friends. You've been round to my house.
Yeah, I've been round to your house.
I cooked you breakfast.
Yeah, and then you put on an Instagram reel of me.
It's like Michael Jackson.
Now, that is true. But it was because you've never popped a cork in his life.
Was he popping a cork in the morning?
Yeah, it was the World Cup final.
Bucks Fizz.
And it was Bucks Fizz.
When was that?
November.
Was the World Cup in November?
No, it was the women's one.
That's probably why I haven't heard of it.
And he never popped a cork in his life. So I may have filmed him doing it. But that's fun, isn't it?
Did the women win it?
No, I came second.
That's quite good.
They always do.
What is this?
This podcast is brought to you by Sons.co.uk.
Yes, Sloppy Joe's 33 to get 33% off their fabulous products. But Joe, I mean, what kind of world are Sons.co.uk in?
Well, Sons are in the, I hate to say it, a world that you find yourself embroiled in. A world of hair loss and hair loss prevention.
Unfortunately, I do find myself in this world, but fortunately, I find myself finding sons.co.uk.
And the thing is, yes, obviously, at the moment, you're the one who's more sort of in potential sort of dire need of sons.co.uk. But I tell you what, my hairline ain't what it used to be. And I think a very high percentage of men will experience some sort of hair loss before the age of 35. So it's not just about getting in when it's too late. It's about preventing, and sons.co.uk are here to do that.
Go and check out their products. They are clinically proven treatments that have got you covered. They include sprays and tablets, shampoos and vitamins. There's loads on the website, and you can get it being paid per month. So try our code SloppyJoes33, sons.co.uk.
Link in the description.
Anyway, so we had a great time, didn't we? We had Indian food. That place was all right. It was good food. Upsold us. My lamb shank wasn't great.
Did you? I had that in the morning. It was very nice. Maybe it was nicer. We did have about 8 starters, though.
We had a lot of starters, Ethan, didn't we?
So maybe that's why.
Oh.
Why was there a French man in there?
I don't know, but his message is on Instagram.
Did he?
Just saying hello.
You look just hello. Like Zelensky.
What?
The Ukrainian president.
Yeah, he looked like a French Zelensky, didn't he?
Did he?
It was an interesting evening.
It was an interesting evening. I think you didn't like it, even on your
Honestly, I had a very nice time. I'm sorry if you think I didn't show that. I didn't do anything else for my birthday, so that was lovely.
You were doing something interesting before the birthday. You're writing a film, aren't you?
I am writing a film, yes. A silent film, which is going to be 10 minutes long. I'm also writing a novel about a man that breaks into people's houses in the evening.
Christ.
Yeah. But I'm also thinking, wouldn't it be fantastic if you wrote a story about...
Nope.
Shit! No! I'm so sorry.
That's a
I
yellow.
Don't know why I do it.
It's a yellow card.
Maybe some apologize. Kind of tick. I'm so sorry.
Carry
I don't
on.
Mean to do it.
You're writing a book
it's
about
it's a disease. You know when they used to sacrifice babies to Moloch in ancient Mesopotamia? I was thinking of a man, a character, a dad that's just like, oh, God, got to. What are you up today, Stuart? Oh, well, I've got to put 3 kids in the oven. Do you know what I mean? Kind of like, oh, what time is it? Oh, in 10 minutes I've got to fucking another... Put a kid in the oven again to sacrifice it to Moloch.
You're going to write a full
book
on this?
Got a busy day today. Do you know what I mean?
What's it going to be called?
Moloch, the fire. Or just another day at the office.
Just another day at the office is quite good. Why are you... Did they really sacrifice babies? That's tight, isn't it?
Yeah, all the time.
But
you think it was a laborious process? Because you go through the thing of rearing a child, giving birth to the child, and then what a waste, just chucking it in the oven.
It is a waste, isn't it?
I suppose it isn't a waste if you think it's pleasing your higher power.
Probably wasn't though, was it?
No, not at all.
Sad that.
There's been a lot of sad things, Joe.
Do you know who was lucky? Abraham.
Why?
Because he took his firstborn at the top of the mountain to kill for God, and at the last second God went... Nah, it's all right. I know you're going to do it, but you're going to let him off. Like, he's like, you were going to do it, though, you sick bastard, weren't you?
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
I suppose he is pretty lucky.
And Abraham's son would have been fucking fuming. He would have been like, what, we're going to go back home now and is everything normal? You're going to make my dinner?
Yeah, I didn't... No hard feelings, son.
Yeah.
Surely it wasn't Abraham that got lucky. Surely it was his son that got lucky. He was moments away from death.
No, but it made Abraham look like a cock. And now they've got to they have to repatch a relationship. I don't know if my dad was about to, like, do me over, kill me. And then...
Dad, no.
No,
you couldn't really trust him with anything else, could you?
And then God says no, and he doesn't. We can't repatch that. We can't. It's beyond repair.
Great. Oh, I feel fucked on this pod. Right, so what have we touched upon? We've touched upon birthdays, we've touched upon Abraham.
I haven't told you about my actual birthday.
What did you do? I thought you just worked.
No, I was office for the morning.
What did you do?
And the lunch. Well, what I did was I got up and I thought, oh, what a day. And my phone was actually filled with lots of lovely notifications. So thank you everyone who said happy birthday. And then I went downstairs and I got a few parcels that were sent to me. Yeah. And then I had some of Dom's chocolate for breakfast that he gifted me. And then for my lunch I had 3 fried eggs, an avocado, 2 wholemeal bread slices. This time I cut out the ketchup and replaced it with a packet of beef jerky. And then...
Why does that make sense?
No, it doesn't. Doesn't make sense, Dom. Nothing even eats makes sense.
You replaced ketchup with beef. How many slices of beef jerky?
It was a packet of the Tesco ones. So I'd say overall maybe 13 slices.
There's a... What? That costs up 13 slices?
13 bits.
That's expensive, isn't it, beef jerky?
Really expensive. Not worth the money at all.
What, how much?
£1.70. Really expensive.
It's all right. Yeah. It's not that expensive, but it's all right. Yeah, so then you eat that, and then what did you do?
Oh, well,
birthday?
No.
Nothing?
No, I just had a little sit-down after that. Replied some more messages to everyone. Then I got all my clothes ready to go on a run. And then I had a little sit-down again, and I played a bit of my West Ham United career mode. And then... I just couldn't win any games, and the objective was to win the title, and I got to, I got to game week 13, and we'd only won one game, so I had to resign on my birthday.
I thought my birthdays were miserable.
That is sad. What was the last thing you did for your birthday?
Well, I went to a 3-star Michelin.
Oh, well.
That's quite good.
Fucking well good.
That was the only time I've had a nice
birthday.
Oh! The only time you've had a nice birthday in your 32. You've not. You must have had a nice birthday. Another one.
Well, I used to get those princess cakes from Morrison's.
But now you're banned from Morrison's.
Well, no. Now they don't do princess cakes anymore. You heard of a princess cake? It's a Swedish cake that's covered in...
Is it Swedish? Green. Or is it Swedish...
It's covered in marzipan.
Oh, nice.
Very good.
Right, Ethan, what were you going to
say? And also, do you know that restaurant you were talking about on the podcast the other day, the steak one?
Yeah.
Well, my mum listened in and bought me a voucher for it.
Oh, good. Where are we going?
But she accidentally bought it for the one in Leeds. So, can't go. £50 on that.
No, you can go.
No.
How about, How about this? We go to Leeds for a Patreon exclusive.
All right, so you can get a free steak from the James.
Bring the camera,
artificial. Never a moment of just friendship. Yeah.
We see some sights of Leeds, which are Dom.
The shopping centre.
And then we have some delicious steak.
Yeah, it does sound good, but it would be ideal if it was around the corner.
Could you not email them? They all own the same owners.
My mum's on it. It's on the case.
Doesn't miss a beat.
I also got some sweets, some beers.
What did Manisha get you?
What
did Manisha get you?
A massage.
From her?
No, from the place.
What place?
Just some... masseuse.
Is that in Leeds?
Manchester. That one's handy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's handy.
Oh, if you know what I mean.
Have you ever been offered that at the end of one?
Nah. I've only ever had my first massage the other day.
Oh, yes.
It'd be crazy if it was one in one, wouldn't it?
With Raquel, what was she called?
No, Diane.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing, is it?
Diane is in the same ballpark of names as Raquel.
Lies.
Shanice
is, but Diane's not. Princess... Oh, no, Diana. So is Diana not in the same...
No. Because that would be like saying Shanice or Raquel Teen.
So this one-man film that's 10 minutes long,
yeah.
What is it about?
It's about the Divine Comedy by Dante. So it'll have a man, me, in a room looking at the wall at some postcards about the ideal love situation. And then the next scene will be me looking at Tinder and bemoaning the current state of our dating culture, which I'm not part of, really.
Any more dates kicking about for you, by the way?
No, that was a one-off.
Did you know Joe made a film? This was a thing, but we never talk about
film.
This.
Yeah, I made a film. What film? Made a great film. Jake like, came to see it.
In what your
film?
Bedroom. Not Hunger Games, you know, you twat. What was it? You were stuck in your bedroom.
What did you say? The Hunger Games.
You said The Hunger Games.
No, I said Jay. Jay came to see it.
The Hunger Games.
It was a play that then became a film.
What was it? You wrote a play?
Yeah, it was about if the radio station had to broadcast the end of the world, what would it be like?
Probably like that Orwell broadcast of the end of the world in the 1910s.
Yeah, but modern.
Was there mass hysteria?
What?
Was there mass hysteria?
No, we just had a couple of phone-ins.
How long was it?
About 40 minutes.
So you can help me. You can help me with this film.
No, I can't write for shit.
No, it's a silent film. We won't have any writing in it.
So how do you do a silent film? What do you write?
Kind of move your face and go, yeah, and probably like lots of ambiguous shots of salmon cooking on the stove, you know, to imply loneliness or whatever.
One little bit.
Oh shit, I said her name. The London woman is producing it.
The biting woman.
Yeah.
Did you bite each other whilst writing this script?
No, she gets in bed with me in the evenings though when I'm trying to sleep, and I sleep naked, so it's a bit weird.
It's not the weirdest thing.
I miss her. I haven't seen her in a while, actually.
I thought you saw her the other day.
When?
To write this play.
No, that was a phone call.
Oh.
I've got to go down.
Of course you do.
No, she's talking about some of her clients are doing that.
What?
Her escort clients.
I don't think you told people that she's an escort.
Have I not?
No. That was out of the comment, wasn't it, Ethan?
Well, I have a friend that's an escort and she writes a blog about it. Kind of like those, what was it called? The Secret Diary of a Call Girl.
Yeah.
But she's seen this man who's a lawyer, and he gets prostitutes every single day and has threesomes with them. But he also takes business calls during it.
That's impressive, that.
Yeah, she said it's impressive I can switch from being, you know, maniacal rabbit to like talking about barrister cases.
Yeah, not about coffee.
The first Tinder match I had, Dom, said barista, but I told everyone it was a barrister, and I got really hyped because she was only 18, but then I realised she just works at a coffee shop.
Yes, yeah, one of the major concerns of our modern day. But she said someone was doing the act of cunnilingus on her on the sofa that she has in
What's
the room
that?
Where she puts.
What do you mean? No, it's cunnilingus. What do you think it is?
Is it shagging?
No.
It's not.
What is cunnilingus?
So like, is it like, is it using your mouth and that?
Yeah.
Is it like a rim job?
Fuck me. It's not a rim job.
It go a couple of inches up or down.
Go to where it tastes a bit better.
Just fuck me.
Oh yeah.
And she has mints set up in these rooms, Murray mints.
Yeah.
Or
nice.
Fisherman's Friends. And she kind of goes, come in. And then there's this room. It's kind of a shitty room, actually, with a sofa.
What? And is this in the flat that you've been in? They come round to that
I
flat?
I sleep in there, yeah.
Is that not scary that she brings it to their flat?
Yeah, I've told her this.
Okay, but right.
But they seem quite nice. One of them gave her an Easter bunny. With a thank you card.
Yeah, and a thank you card?
Yeah, genuinely.
What is this? Thank you for what?
Well, letting them fuck her.
Do you think do you think the gift was our Easter bunny so that she could have a bit fun of with our Easter
the
bunny?
The amount of client
fucking
amount
fuming if you were our Easter bunny.
Oh right, yeah.
So cunnilingus.
Yeah, and she's wrote a blog about it saying she doesn't know whether the moisture she dabbed up with a kitchen towel afterwards was from her or his mouth.
That was vile.
Yeah. I have to deal with this. I have to deal with phone calls every day.
Been up to anything else?
Someone asked me to film myself going into the corner shop to get wine, and I like those suggestions, but I can't do that. How do you go about in society with
a
camera?
Who asked you?
On my fledgling channel, where videos are shit.
You filmed, you started filming your own videos?
Yeah, they're really poor. But hopefully, you have to go from the poor quality to the good quality, don't you?
Yeah. And one of the content was going to be you buying a bottle of wine.
Well, someone suggested that, and then someone else suggested I talk about interesting people. But you see, this setup is wonderful. I can't do that in my shed.
You have a shed?
Yeah, so I've just been doing impressions. I'm really good at them.
Do you just do one now, at least?
Christopher Walken.
Go on.
Hi, I'm Christopher Walken. So it'd be kind of like that.
Nice. Kind of like that. Why? Is it better? Is it better in real? What do you mean, kind of like that?
Well, I try to get the essence of the person rather than doing, you know, what everyone else does to try and get us, you know, a bang-on impression. It's not going very well.
Sounds
so far.
Fun. Right, before we move on, have we got anything else you want to talk about? You two are going to be the death of me. I've said that for a while. I DJed for the K's, which was brilliant. I warmed up for one of my favourite bands. They were great. Although, normally when I DJ for the K's, it is up in a corner somewhere, away in the side of the stage, because there's bands that have to set up warm-up bands, so I don't want to get in the way. However, it was just the K's on Wednesday night.
The family of Peter Kay?
No. Yeah. No, it wasn't his mum and fucking garlic bread. It was... You're throwing me off. It was a band called The K's. And it was just me on the centre of the stage in front of 2,000 people.
That's very good.
Yeah, but it was awkward.
Why? Because a good DJ, aren't you?
Yeah, but when you play like a 3-4 minute banger, there's a lot of minutes that to look occupied.
What do DJs actually do?
Proper DJs like can mix like dance beats, can do a lot.
What do you
DJs where I pick right just good songs? You just gotta make sure the flow's right, the tunes are good.
I know some good songs.
Alright, then start us off.
Beatles, Yellow Submarine.
I'm out.
Why Abba? The Cure. I don't really know music that well. I know classical music.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll get you to open for me next time so you can do Beethoven and then I'll come on with some Stone Roses.
Okay. Yeah, great.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter!
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter!
You won't believe it. It's time for my film review.
The film review.
Yes. Well, been a busy week.
Your birthday. You gonna watch some birthday films?
The Birthday Party Harold Pinter.
What else is a birthday film? There's a lot of Christmas films, isn't there? But there's not many birthday films. And they are the two biggest days of the year.
Birthday films. Sorry, I don't know.
Ethan, what is in today's film review?
Well, actually, probably wouldn't be. So last week, I think I give you a little bit on... Have I Got News For You?
Yeah, which is great. I loved it.
Excellent.
No, you can't do it again, though.
What about newer episodes?
No. Mm. You've done Have I Got News For You.
Yes.
I'm not going to do, for the second week, Have I Got News For You.
Richard Osman's House of Games. Are you aware of it?
Is it a film?
No.
It's a TV show, isn't it?
Hosted by Richard Osman of Pointless fame.
Richard Osman hosts Richard Osman's House of Games.
He does indeed.
I really don't like that man.
Why?
I just find him awful. If you're listening, I apologise.
Why? He's harmless.
I think that's what I don't like. It's like Alexander Armstrong, but he looks a bit seedy actually, doesn't he? He's done something, Alexander Armstrong.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Say allegedly.
He's done stuff. What does that mean? He could done gardening.
What did you really mean, though?
He looks like he's driven the car off the side of the motorway, allegedly.
Would he not be hurt?
Well, no one knows about it. One could have died. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Sorry, Ethan, I've interrupted you.
Oh, no, it's all right, Tom.
Thank God Joe's coming back.
He's nearly here. He's nearly here.
House Richard Osmond's House of Games, where you play different rounds, and it turns out I'm rather good at it. Well, I play Manisha, who's got not much knowledge about British culture whatsoever.
You're tight. So you're good at it because you're better than Manisha, who's lived in the UK for, what, 2-3 years?
Yes, a couple of years. And, yeah, she's just can't cut it compared to me. She's...
Give us one of the examples of the games, then.
Well, it'll be like... So you have to blend these things together. So, for example... Ooh, let me just think. So it would be like these two things rhyme and it's one thing. So it was like that band who sung that big Christmas song, and then the capital of, is it Slovenia or Slovakia? I don't know why this one's in my mind. And it was Slade Belgrade. Do you get it? So you see a picture of whatever or a clue and you put them together. That was one. I was very good at that one.
This could be it. This could be the end.
Like cryptic clues.
No, yes. This could be the end of the
story. There's ones with celebrities.
Really could.
Pictures of celebrities.
It really could.
Pictures of. Pictures
Slade
of.
Belgrade.
There's pictures.
I don't know what that means. Oh, I feel really uncomfortable.
There was fucking pictures of like celebrities who shouldn't have a clue who they were because they were like. Jamie Oliver, like she wouldn't know who that is. Jamie Redknapp, he wasn't on, but I'm just on Jamie's in my mind.
Jamie's,
Joe. Well, that was just because where my brain was going. But the point being, Joe, she didn't have a fucking chance against me. Anything else to watch? Great question. Manchester City versus Real Madrid in the Champions League.
I'm not doing it.
Are these supposed to be films, or is it?
Yeah, no, it's supposed to be films. Next week, new film. It's over.
Harry Potter's pretty good.
Harry Potter!
Oh, Pocahontas is a lovely film.
Harry Potter!
You won't believe it, it's time for my film review.
Right then, Ethan, you need to sort yourself out.
People like it. People like that I'm me and I'm not compromising myself to watch fucking films. I watch your film again, Joe. I think I just skipped through it when I watched it properly because it was like, it's not one of those proper films you could sit and watch, was it?
No, it wasn't.
You never have.
Which means, you guess it was, actually.
No, it wasn't.
It's like 15 minutes long, just sit and watch the fucking thing.
Fuck that.
The escort puts on films. She actually puts on a film night. And she has a friend that's a naturist or a naturalist that comes round. So there's a room full of men that all want to have sex with her. And they're all clothed apart from this one man. And then I come to her and I said, who are all these men? It's just people that she's met on Tinder to invite them to her piano concerts. So they think they're going on a date, but she's actually filling the audience with these Tinder dates. And then she invites them all back to her apartment to watch like 1920s grey films from like Germany. So there's so much sexual tension in the air. They feel like people are going to murder each other.
I think one day you'll marry this woman.
She's already married.
Oh, that's definitely 9 out of 10. Definitely. Oh, that is sensational! 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 out of 10.
Oh, right, yes. Now we're doing the segment where things are either not in the 9 out of 10 or in the 9 out of 10.
Yes, indeed. Sorry, it was time for Sheila. So, it's an interesting one this week because I did a radio show live from a sweet factory. Now, this sweet factory is called Swizzles, and Swizzles are actually the home of some quality sweets. Now, they are made in New Mills, which is half an hour on the train away from us here, up north. And I thought we could do a quick fire, sweet 9 out of 10 club edition.
So many 9 out of 10s.
Many 9 out of 10 clubs. So quick fire rounds. Let's see what we do. Welcome the bag of Swizzles sweets. So you can see there, You got the drumsticks. You got the refreshers. You have got the love hearts. You've got the squashes. You have got the double lollies. Right. I'll fly through some of them, but I'll hand out some bits now. Does anyone want anything in particular?
I don't want violets, Parma violets.
You they're
don't want
shite. Them. Shite. Oh. They're the worst of them all.
Tastes
disgusting.
Like perfume.
There's a refresher.
Oh, cool. These are great. 9 out of 10, immediately.
Oh. Refresher for you.
That's nowhere near me, Joe. Like miles away.
That one's closer.
Yeah.
Right.
Are you eating it now? Do we eat now?
You can kind of eat now. The refresher. Is it 9 out of 10?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's too sweet and it's fizzy.
It is good in the refresher.
Yeah.
Ethan James.
Are we doing this for every bloody sweet?
Yeah, but there's only 7 on the front.
So oh, that's all right. Refresher's great. It's not as good as the fizzers. And there's no more fizzers in that bar because I think we've ate them all.
Right. So is it going in the 9 out of 10 club?
Yeah, Refresher's class, yeah.
I think Refresher's in. Right, give that an in. Right, we'll go to the next one. What about a little thing of love hearts? Unfortunately, I've got none in this goodie bag.
I've ate them all before.
You've had all my love hearts, right?
Well, I had 2 packets of them, and that was quite. Yeah.
So you must like them.
Great love hearts.
No.
Are they 9 out of 10 though?
Yeah.
No.
They're not 9 out of 10 even.
They're basically just big fizzers. I love fizzers.
A fizzers 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
What's yeah, they are.
Well, I've never tried a fizzer.
Yeah. Well, good. For me, class. If you don't like fizzers, there's more fizzers for me in the world.
Love hearts, 9 out of 10. Dom?
No.
No.
I like Parma violets, but it's a tiny bit better.
Okay, Parma violets, they're 1 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, try.
1 out of 10.
Fucking try.
So far, refreshers are in. Parma violets are in 1 out of 10. Love hearts didn't get in, unfortunately. What about your classic sort of fruit pop lolly? The ones that are like this. You might get them at the end of every meal in an Indian.
No.
Yeah.
No. I quite like them. Do you like them? Have that one?
Look at the package.
What do you mean?
It's like a thistle.
It's like a thistle, yeah.
No.
Hey, great.
No. Joe. It reminds me of it.
Like always, a drunk uncle.
He always gets to...
No, don't cry.
It's that sweet that you always find in the car that's got all hot and sticky because you've left it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I quite like them. I think they just miss out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, just miss out. 8 out of 10.
Nah, clearly miss out. 5.
So the fruit pop's not in. Refresher is in. What about the double lolly? So that's the kind of one that's got a bit more sturdiness to it. It's not like a liquor lolly. It's like made of sherbet, I believe.
It's the best of the lollies.
Where?
These ones. Like the double lollies.
Yeah, absolutely.
No. They're the best of the lollies, but they're not. They don't quite cut it. But they are the best lolly.
Well, a lolly needs to go in, doesn't it? Surely.
Well, I know what lolly's going in.
Not the drumstick.
Oh, yeah. That's 10 out of 10.
The drumstick's 10 out of 10.
But that we've never had a 10 out of 10 before, so we're not making the move now to do a fucking drumstick.
You fucking lose your language. But it is good. Drumsticks are 9 out of 10.
Well, you can say that, because that's part of the whole club, but you're not making it a 10 out
okay,
of 10.
Okay, okay, it's just a figure of speech. Drumsticks are 9 out of 10.
I would have to try one.
You like?
I would like a drumstick. Fucking hell!
Sorry, but I put a bit too much on that. But right, go get that one then.
Drumsticks. I'm kind of over this lolly now.
You got to
see,
I'm burdened.
That's
with
why
it
I didn't get in. Drumstick is 9 out of 10. Squashies!
Solid.
9 out of 10.
I can't, unfortunately, let you try these because these are for Becky.
I love them, though.
You can try. You can have this flavour, the bubblegum.
Yeah. Actually, no, I need to lose weight. So.
Right, pass it back.
Can I have one?
Yes.
Thank
Eva
you.
Eva can have the rest then.
Oh, great. Thank you. Happy birthday again.
Yeah, thanks.
Squashies are 9 out of 10?
Not this flavour.
You've not tried them yet?
I have. I've had them before.
Just one, he says. Fuck yeah, me.
You need
desk.
You need. I've been through. When I get wine, which is every day, I get sweets and crisps with it. And Haribo and Mao Arms and squashes.
Can I ask, did you get wine after the meal on Friday?
Yeah.
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Did you go to Sainsbury's?
Yeah.
You lied to me then.
I did lie to you.
I said get in a taxi. I left you on the corner of Oxford Road. I said get in a taxi.
You know the saddest thing about it? I waited 10 minutes to make sure you'd gone on the corner. I smile, but I'm dying inside. I'm stopping tomorrow, though.
Yeah, brilliant. Right, ladies, no, why? Do you have a drink tonight?
No. Will I or have I?
Will you?
No. Everything in my brain is screaming to do so, but I won't.
You're stopping today?
Yes. You'll see the pounds melt off me.
As he sucks his lollipop.
Yeah.
Right, everyone. That's been the Sloppy Joe's podcast. Thank you very much for listening. We will have Joe Smith soon here, back to save the day, I fucking promise. Get onto patreon.com/sloppyjoespodcast. We have got an exclusive episode with the Easter Bunny up there, e.g. Dave, who I think the episode is very funny.
Dave was lovely, and you fucking threw him under a bus by making him play that fucking character for a full episode. Which should have been a 10-second joke.
Yeah, it was my fault. What are you doing? Right, I'm going. Right, bye. Get on Patreon. Ethan's birthday video's out soon. A full extra video that you've never seen before. A full Sloppy Joe's episode is also out on Patreon. Go and watch it. Bye, Dom.
Bye. See you never.
Wave, Ethan.
Bye.
Thought you were having a fucking stroke then.
No.
What do you mean?
Not today.
I didn't see the lolly in his hand. So I just saw him wobbling his hand and going, yeah, I'm fine.
I'd like to take it off.
I sorted him.